Hello. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, a podcast about group think or hack thought. Thoughts that are just stupid. And I love, this is sort of a bonus episode where we show you stuff that doesn't make it to the cutting room floor. This week's theme, Michael is really angry sometimes. So these are things that don't make it in, but I want to talk to you about the podcast just for a little here. We have some big news coming up that we're very excited to announce, and when that happens, we'll announce it. Right now, we're excited to announce the announcement. Less excited than the announcement, but pretty excited. But it's gonna be awesome. But mostly, I just want to talk about how happy I am about the word hack thought. First of all, we've been getting more and more listeners. Please, we never do this. Please share the show. We were on the charts last week. We've been having tons of great, great guests. Please tell someone about the show. And I'll tell you why you need to tell someone about this show. Because groupthink is making people less funny. They're just – and less interesting. I think people are just walking around pretending they're interesting. They hear a thought. They go, that's interesting. I'll say that thing. No. You need to start thinking out of the box. We've been using this hashtag, which if you don't care about social media, I might as well have said, I've been using a piece of spaghetti to clean my drain. Like, it's so irrelevant to your life. But hack thought is the word that we're really trying to get into people. Just thoughts that are, if you ever seen hacky comedy or hacky movie or hacky music, it's just like, it's been done. It's been done. You're boring. You're not. It doesn't mean every thought has to be unique and original. It's not the point of the show, you know, but it's not like you have to be some crazy manic pixie person where everything has to be fucking quirky. It's just did you think that thought or are you just saying it again? Okay? So please share the show. We're trying to make a big, big, big push here. Push one more time. Breathe. Breathe. It's a podcast. Okay. So bonus episode. The function of these bonus episode this week is to show you that Deepu really is what makes the show funny. And we treat each other like two, it's like there's two coaches in the room and we're both kind of yelling and motivating each other. In this first clip, we are setting up the microphones and Deepu refuses to, I never get Deepu about his thoughts, which is something to think about. We'll talk about that after the next break. But this is Deepu being ridiculous in how he sets up his microphone. Maybe. Do I even turn our backup on? Yeah, I'll turn it on. Give me a second here. Ugh, it's going to be uncomfortable. No, I don't give a shit about this. Are you recording? You're recording, right? We're both two fucking competent media users.
Yeah, I'm recording.
I'm not having a backup.
I'm not doing it. If you don't mind me being a little low, you can bring it up as much as you like.
Hey, can I say something?
Yeah.
Can you use the same fucking settings every week? Would that be so hard? It's not as if every week we record the show and one week I make you bring in an oboe and the next week I make you bring in something else. Every goddamn week, it's you talking into a fucking microphone. So what would really be helpful for the production is if you could just have the same settings every time. Do you have voice boxes like some sort of Android?
What? No, those questions are just crazy. There's this one knob that just I have to keep changing.
There is one knob. There's definitely one knob on this show.
I know.
Not two. I'm not two guys. One knob. Yeah, that much I know for fucking sure.
Is the knob?
You're not gonna play with the settings. Yes. Yes, you're the knob. You're not going to play with the... Shut, now I turn this stupid backup thing on and I don't want it on. Get out of my fucking face. Are you going to change your settings in the middle of me speaking to you?
No, I haven't touched them because I think they're good.
What is think? How do you not have the same numbers every week?
Same.
Why does that not occur?
No, it's... I think it's within a
certain... It's not different! It isn't! You say the same shit week after week!
Okay, well, it is what it is. I'll make a note now.
Don't make it like it's... Yeah, well, you make it seem like I'm asking you to do some mysterious thing. It's having the settings the same on your microphone for the same project for a year.
Has that been an issue with you and Ed?
Yes, it bothers me all the time. Because I frequently change your settings, and I've been using the same settings on my post-production stuff since, I think, week 4.
Well, you know your fucking setup.
Dibu, again, is your setup some sort of Sasquatch-like monster that you must hunt in the woods to find? Is your microphone setup the legendary Thunderbird, which only appears in times of great distress, and therefore you must call upon the microphone when you only need it most,
honestly,
and to wrangle such a mysterious animal as your fucking microphone would be impossible. No!
Honestly, the things this microphone has done for me, it is kind of that awesome, and I do treat it with that kind of religious respect.
No, this is you. You get in the car, you drive on a road trip, and then the next day you wake up and you're like, why is there no gas in the car? What happened?
No, I'm not that guy.
Then why aren't the settings the same?
Okay, the example would be...
What's the example?
Okay, let's stick with a car.
No, here's the example. I got an example. No, we're not sticking with cars because we.
Is that too boring?
Example would be you go to the same diner every morning, and every morning you fucking putz around like an idiot trying to find, well, what do I want? It's the same menu. You could bring one home with you.
You can bring one home with you? Are you sure you can do that?
Yes, they always have paper menus.
Do you have a relationship with this place?
Should ask for one. People should.
No, no, no.
All right. All right, can we get to this?
I thought this was part of it.
It is sort of. We'll use it a bonus episode.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't that a hoot? We have to keep the energy up as part of it. Is that, like, if there's a technical thing, I really have to keep that energy going. And we balance each other. We frequently call each other and apologize for yelling at each other. But what I was saying is, you know, I wanted to talk about one of our sponsors really quickly. We're sponsored by IAmOneIn4.com, which is a site that... advocates the fact that one in four people in their lifetimes will be affected and deal with mental health issues in some manner. They have a book. I wrote an article for them about doing this podcast and talking about mental health on air. But one of the things that I want to point out when I get angry at Deepu is I never really get angry at him for having a differing opinion. I get angry at him a lot for being incompetent. If in the next clip, which you'll hear, if he isn't being the professional, we're supposed to be two fucking, we're the best comedians that ever lived. So he better be on point. And I never get angry at him for something that we don't necessarily talk about, you know, things that are true to our heart, as it were. So I never get angry at him for, you know, his opinions. I get angry at him for acting stupid is really what it is. In this next clip, you'll hear how Deepu wasn't – okay, so in comedy, there can be a setup, which you need someone to play a straight man. And I'm trying to do this thing, and all I need Deepu to do is to be the straight man. He's told right before he does this, just let me set this up. It'll take 2 seconds. And he keeps – because when we are good at improv, he treats me like a fucking toy to play with. He just keeps throwing stuff at me, and I keep dealing with it. But I get pretty annoyed that he can't take instructions. So listen up.
It was something about chocolate dreidels, but it was also a beneficial thing for society.
Excuse you. Right? You're not seeing the big picture. Now, yes, does my company make chocolate religious paraphernalia, not just dreidel, but of also... all sorts of Hanukkah and Judaica, but yes, also Christian paraphernalia, mm-hmm. replicas of saints' fingers and relics. Yes, we do all that. I asked you, just be the straight man. The joke doesn't work if you make fucking jokes.
That wasn't bad, though. That wasn't
bad. It was bad because you're not supposed to do it. You're just bad because I told you not to fucking do it.
All right, yeah, one
ask
misstep.
Ask the question. One misstep in the only direction you were told not to step. You had only one place you weren't supposed to step. Put this in the bonus features. God damn it, Deepu. Ask me again. Let me just talk.
Tell me more about your company again, please.
Shut up. Okay. Shut up. I'm starting it. You follow my lead this time. God damn it. Follow my lead. Don't make jokes. I have jokes.
Yeah, you were nailing them.
Shut up. I want to get to it. Wasn't that a hoot? It sure is fun shouting at Deepu. If you ever get frustrated, Deepu is R2Deepu on Twitter. Feel free to go on Twitter and just not only things he said, but if someone just upsets you, here's what's great about Deepu is, you know how there are those people who are like, you know, have that demi-guru quality to them, and you meet them and they're like, you know, they seem, you know, otherworldly or priestly or whatever, and you talk to them and you can't be upset around them. Deepu's the opposite of that. Deepu had a job that, like, if he had the ideal job in which he would affect the world the most, not the best, it would be inciting riots. Because if you talk to Deepu about something you're upset about, he will not calm you down. He will only make you more upset. So if you're upset about something, just tweet at R2Deepu, and he will get you – he will be – it's, I don't know if he'll be on your side or say the right thing. He'll say the wrong thing. You will be much more angry. So I don't know what kind of tool I've just given you, but go ahead. This next section is pretty standard, kind of a bonus episode here. We needed filler. Sometimes I have an alcoholic beverage when I record. You know, it's tiring at 10 in the morning. I don't want to get the vapors. In this segment, I'm getting a beer. This is a long, if it's another beer, I know you hear 20 minutes of an episode, but sometimes we sit down recording for like 3 hours. You can hear this little filler here, and we talk about one of our amazing sponsors of the show, Soundbite, who we are so happy to be doing these series with. And if you haven't heard the series that we talk about in this little segment here, I made Deepu look up words in the dictionary. He did bad. Go listen to it. Soundbite, SoundByte. Or you can just find me on Twitter, Big Lol Weasel, like Lil Bow Wow. It's amazing how much my name is Big, B-I-G-L-I-L, Weasel, W-E-A-S-E-L, Big Lil Weasel on Twitter. It's amazing how many people have forgotten Lil since the foregone days of Lil Bow Wow and Little Romeo. They were dark times. Okay, here's this little clip.
This has been a great show.
All right. I'm going to open another beer. Give me a second.
I'm going to
do filler while I go get the beer, because well, let's keep going. Wait, let's do it. Can you bring me up so we can do a clap?
So better, confused right? By all that. Anyway.
Filler? No, it's something. I don't filler? Know. I think it's
go.
A mic cutout.
Go be yourself.
Go fill. I got to get a beer.
What's up, everybody? Hope you guys liked my series on the Soundbite app where I was given 10 words by Mike to find new definitions of, see if they need to be said again. And a lot of the suggestions were passive-aggressive things comments at me.
What was it? What are you talking
Mike,
about?
Mike, I'm talking about...
I couldn't hear.
Mike, I'm talking about the words that you asked me to do for that soundbite segment.
Go listen to it. It did seem like... I didn't notice it until after. It did seem like... You mentioned it in one of it. You were like, are these supposed to be about me?
One of them is like...
It was not meant to be about you at all.
Are you sure Quixotic wasn't about me?
No, obviously not. No, everyone feels as though they're Quixotic. That's why Don Quixote is a great character. I assume you did not look up Don Quixote because
hell no.
That's you. Of course not.
Unreal.
I just opened a twist-off beer bottle. Hey, note to beer companies. If it's in a twist-off bottle, might as well put it in a bottle of Gatorade. Why are you wasting glass? I look so stupid. It takes all the fun out of it.
I think it tastes,
twist-off bottle.
Tastes better out of a glass. You can taste it.
But why are we twisting off bottles? You might as well give it to me in a Capri Sun thing. You know what I mean? Give it to me in a juice box if you're going to put it in
Listen,
a twist-off bottle.
These
I feel like an idiot twisting a bottle off of a beer. It's like twist-off wine. What's that? It ruins the whole fun of it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Wasn't that fun? It was. If you mark down that it wasn't fun on your test, please make sure to correct it as wrong. Anyway, this next segment is also, hold on, I have to check the back of the book. Which page? It is fun. It's another fun segment. So I know the show used to be about social media, but the big focus here is not that Deepu talks about some app, whatever. But the big focus here is sort of the conversations that we get into. That genuinely this far into it, Deepu really doesn't understand some of the basic tenets of groupthink, which is or hack thought, which is pretty interesting. Which is, you know, the experience that your perspective is not necessarily the perspective. I was thinking about that today. You know, people don't realize, me and Deepu have these weird phone conversations that we're sort of on the same page about, but you can do anything. You know that? Like people, there's so many people out there that you can do whatever you want, you know? Like you could go tomorrow and just go like be in live in a river and pretend to be an otter. Just go and do like. So there's so many perspectives on the world. So to say that you understand people or whatever, that's stupid. Also, I had a thing here where I was going to say that I would talk about Cheenies, eat Cheenies, E-A-T-C-I-N-I. But I flubbed it because I wanted to talk about how you can – I wasn't trying to motivate you. I was just saying, think about it. You could be an otter person if you wanted. Go live in the river. Look for clams. That's all you would do. You could do it. So I'll say this. Otters probably don't like Cheenies. They probably would like Cheenies. I feel like otters are types of like badgers. So they probably just eat fucking anything. They'll eat a Cheenie. Look up Eat Cheenies. E-A-T-C-I-N-I. He has a great story. Tell you about life, what it can be, and what cheese can be melty. They're like these little balls of cheese and rice. They're delicious. And, okay, speaking of social media, if you go and look at Eat Cheenies on Instagram, they're really cool. They're these very nice, dainty-sized, like, bite-sized things. Orange Cheenies are these... Go look up his size of Orange Cheenies, which are like Eat Cheenies. They're tiny. And then there are Orange Cheenies, which are the size of a small child. I assume it's how they swaddled Italian babies. Is that... That was why it was invented. It was like, we need something to carry the baby in softly. How do we do it, Mario? And he goes, well, let's make a big ball of rice that it can sit on with cheese in it. Because that's the only reason you would make a rice product that big. Okay, listen to this. Listen to this segment where Deepu talks about an app he saw. All right, Deepu.
Yeah.
What else you got for me? What else do you have?
I think we're out of time. Is that it?
We're running out of time. Yeah.
We're running out of time. Okay.
Yeah. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. You
okay.
Want to leave the people with something?
Sure. So as we depart here on this episode.
Where are we departing from?
You always ask the questions I hate, Mike. You always do.
That's my job.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's working for somebody, probably. What I want to know
people
is...
People say this shit all the time.
People say what shit? Questions? Common sense questions?
No, like, I'll leave you with this, you know, is a comedian line that people say all the time. It sounds like something a terrorist says.
No, I am terrible at... I'll admit, I'm not that great at starting off sentences in very original ways.
That was a great example.
Yep, I think it was. I started with the word I, right? Yeah, terrible.
As we depart here,
I want to ask you and the audience what we think about... those apps that change the gender, that what you look like as the other gender, or one of
the.
This
is the most boring thing you've and the least. This is the most time. This is the most not timeless and boring thing you've ever brought up.
It's timeless.
A, we don't make one of those apps, so why would I give a shit about it? B, I don't really know that I fucking give a shit about an app that puts a beard on you and says you're a different gender. Mm. C, I don't care.
That's kind of a
stupid.
Cop out. See, no, but here's the problem. It's mainly going from boys to girls, right? All these males are putting their face in the
again.
Filter.
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. Again, you've decided. This is where groupthink comes in. You've decided because of what your experience is, and we have this all the time with social media. Mm-hmm. A lot of people listening are going, "I've never heard of that app," or "I don't see those pictures," or whatever. There's a million different experiences happening with this thing on social media, all the way from zero interaction to only doing that, to only posting these variety of pictures, which are, you know, they're not dumb. If someone's listening right now and they make that app, it's dumb that Deepu brought it up on my fucking show. There's nothing to talk about with it. So it's done. That's why I'm angry about it. There's nothing to talk about with it. But you decided that it's mostly, did you look up? I mean, it's an app. It's a computer. It keeps track of every single element of it. Did you look up as to whether or not more men are using it than women?
Or did you
just decide, like groupthink causes a huge problem, did you just decide that your experience is the universal one?
I didn't suggest that. I'm just saying.
You did. You said it's mostly happening with men doing it to women.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the reverse.
So I haven't even seen the reverse. Okay, so again, your evidence
in
of
my
it is
experience,
you.
Yes,
God, I'm getting so angry. We've had like a week off, and this is how angry I am at you. Yeah, in your experience. So you were about to go on a rant that's based on your experience. Again, it's the losing socks. You know, where does that sock go? I don't know. I have all my socks. Why are you losing socks?
My point is, I've seen my male friends as chicks, and now I want to fuck my friends. That's it. Have a nice week.
No.
See you later.
No, we're not done. We're not done. We're not done with this. Now, we're not... We are going to do this now.
Okay.
Which friends? Did you tell them?
Yeah, I did, actually, on Twitter.
Sincerely?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about this? What about them
now who's
became...
Interested? Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Once they fucking
ooh.
Let me
what about
the whole
them
thing?
Became... Don't you think that perhaps it's a sexist app that simply uses conventions of beauty to make people look a certain way?
Sure, yeah. The app applies probably American tastes, and then I wanna fuck
apply
it.
American taste to your chicken. What? I don't know what American tastes means.
Every region has different tastes in women. They can really vary.
Ooh, let's hear this. Yeah, what are Canadian tastes for women?
Oh man, let's say I'm not sure what Canadian tastes.
Ooh,
are.
What are
I know
what
Italian,
are
Ant- I know
what
American.
Are Antarctic? Oh yeah, in Italy. You know what's so funny is because I've been seeing a lot of different media. You know where women feel as though their bodies are being judged. I actually have a survey here. So in Italy, interesting enough, in the media. They show a lot of skinny women with big butts and big breasts. Now, that's interesting because in Japan, a lot of their media is skinny women with big butts and big breasts. Now, Deepu, this is where it gets very interesting. In Argentina, they show a lot of media of skinny women with big butts and big breasts. But here's where the survey changes because in America, Canada, and Argentina, they show skinny women with big butts. But in Russia, England, and France, they show skinny women with big boobs and big butts. Isn't that a weird survey? So which ones are the tastes you're talking about? Which ones do you think were different?
Oh, whoa. First of all, you're a
fucking asshole.
A fucking asshole, okay? There are different regions have different tastes.
Which countries which countries like women shaped like slinkies?
I'm sure there's one. There's a lot of countries out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can give you specific
how do they differ?
Okay. Some countries like people that are shaped like a pentagon. Some people like people that are shaped like a octagon.
So again, a lot of your perception of the world.
I don't want to say any country specifically because I'm just asking for a lawsuit. I don't need that shit in my life.
Now, do you mean an octagon or do you mean an extended octagon, which would be an eight-sided polyhedron? Because obviously people are three-dimensional.
Ooh, someone's trying to come off as something. You're not impressed.
I think you're saying a weird 80s hacky bit about men being women. Well, my guy was
no,
a man, and my man was a guy, and my guy was... It's a modern version of that hacky shit from the 80s.
Well, we had 3 minutes left. I figured I...
So you decided to ruin it?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, if we got to
cut
it, you gotta
goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. The art equipment is attacking me. A piece of equipment leaped out of its place on my drawer. This is real, people. We are live here. Hello. This is how it goes. Live on the scene. There's a pipette. Oh, that was terrible. Okay. No, we have to cut that too. My equipment just jumped out at me. All right. Inside jokes. Snuck one in there. Snuck a little clip in there. You didn't know it was coming. Didn't warn you. Next time I will. That was a drill. Readiness drill. Do you like Darrylin Keller, the very funny actress and comedian? Well, then you're going to hear this clip with her. This clip was great because we talked about, we sort of started to get into, you know, psyche issues. We're talking about, I suggested not putting toothbrushes in the bathroom because it's gross because of the urine being there at all. It's where urine stuff is done. It's the urine area. It's the most urine and poop involved part of your house, hopefully. And that's where you put your toothbrush. But she was saying how that now if I tell her to do that, if I tell her to put the toothbrush there, every time she puts her toothbrush there, she'll think of me. And it gets into a pretty deep issue here in which Darrylin is sort of giving me free rein in this part of the interview to play armchair psychologist because I made a Freud joke a few minutes earlier. Then, this is how crazy, this is how difficult I am to fucking work with. Then, towards the end of the conversation, that I cut, even from a bonus episode, people, where you get to hear cut stuff, I had to cut it because I made a sort of pitch for why being in prison might be interesting. It was a genuine, I don't think Daryl had appreciated it. I didn't really know what I was talking about. So even that got cut from this conversation. But you can listen to Daryl and Keller right now.
What you want to do?
What I said to do.
Yeah,
right.
I don't like that.
See, that's where groupthink gets at its most bizarre, is where I'll say this, where the individual thinks they're being an individual by resisting something else. You know, individuality doesn't come from resisting an idea. You've been given this illusion of individuality in this instance, because I'm saying, like, no, what I do is I do brush my teeth in the sink, first of all, for everyone listening. I spit into the sink, and I'll say that. And guess what? The reason you're washing dishes is because there's spit on them. So it's fine to spit into the sink. There's no difference between spitting on your sink and drinking from a glass. So I do spit into the kitchen sink. But yeah, you're right. You would then – I have that problem with, like, stuff. Sometimes if a horrible person recommends something to me, then I have to be like, ugh, now I hate it, even though it's like if it's a TV show.
I can speak to what you're saying about individuality. It's like, I know there. What's interesting about, and this is like a bit of a tangent, but what's interesting about self-sabotage is a lot of times people do that to themselves because they think that they're preserving their individuality and or getting back at their parents for something specific.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. Like, I'm late to work a good amount, and I'm not late like by a lot of minutes. I'll be late by about 6 minutes all the time. And I figured it out because, like, I used to get in a ton of trouble when I was a kid if I was late ever, and like my parents are crazy strict about it. So as an adult, emotionally, I feel like I'm getting back at my parents all the time by being late as an adult, and I'm just hurting myself. So when you just said that about, like, preserving your individuality, me not doing what you're saying, like, that's probably even the same concept.
So wait, hold on. As a good producer, do you this is a difficult line to cross on a comedy show about groupthink, which is generally about yelling at each other about toothbrushes. This is not a new segment. Like, I want you to know that in talking about it. This is not like, wow, this is a wacky thing this is not wacky. This is serious business for the show. This is the meat of the show, is me screaming about toothbrushes. So this is a delicate line. Do you have a lot to get back at your parents? Is this just a minor thing that was annoying to you? Or is it that your parents were generally, you don't like what they did in your upbringing, and so there's a general thing to get back at them that you didn't like a lot of it, or is this just the idea that they kind of, like parents do, controlled you and it didn't feel good? Or is it like, no, I've got a lot that I don't like about my parents, so I'm gonna be late because fuck you?
I think it's the second one.
All right, so then this is what I would do. I don't like to give advice. Just show up to work on time, call your parents, tell them to go fuck themselves. I would show up in my world, if I had that going on, I would show up early to work and spend 5 minutes leaving an angry message for my parents. I would be
no,
there.
A really logical path is to separate the two. And I try to, and it's just like, it's so hard to like, to pull them apart. It's so weird, but like, you're absolutely spot on. What they say to do to fix that is to separate the two and get the anger out.
Yeah. I would like, here's what my work week would be. It would be like people come in and I'm there early. I mean, let's say it starts at work starts at 9:30. I'm there at 8. I spend the first hour writing shit, you know, editing, thinking of things to yell at them for, so I don't forget stuff. Then I do a few practice runs, because nothing's worse than when you're angry and you stumble over your words. I'm a very eloquent person, so it makes being upset at people kind of nice, because I never end up feeling foolish for the things I say, because I'm very practiced. It's good. But I would really make sure. And then I call them up, and people would come into work at around 9:30, and me just getting off the phone going, and you can go fuck yourself, and I don't care who the hell needs to be on time to a piano lesson, you dumb asshole. And then I hang up and be like, oh, so what's going on for today? Did Bob get that thing? You know, that's what they would see every morning. Were your parents very about you cleaning your room? Like, is this now me? Oh, so now it's like I'm telling you where to put stuff. You don't want me to tell you where to put stuff.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Well, look at me, armchair psychologist. If you'd like to be analyzed and to sue me for malpractice, go ahead. That's a fucking weird thing. Like, how do you feel about advice? We've actually talked about this, but maybe I'm going to – we might float this again to people as a topic to do. How do you feel about advice? I am of the opinion
– well, generally speaking, I'm really careful about advice because another thing that, like if we're getting into the psyche, like, I've had issues in the past where I've, like, overly victimized myself as an adult, which is funny sometimes when the way I say that sentence because it sounds like I'm being like, oh, I've been a victim to being a victim. But I'm always really careful about advice. I like made a conscious choice to make sure if I was ever expressing a feeling to make sure I put so at the end of the sentence and then a logical thing at the end so that other people didn't feel like they needed to jump in and take care of me.
Oh yeah. That's a big part of it is that people just give it up and not think like, is this person asking for advice? And that's a sentence I say a lot is, are you asking for advice? It's like the easiest sentence to say, and this is giving advice. But mostly, I think it's okay to give advice to everyone that encourages less interactions between people. Genuinely. If my advice says don't really talk to each other, I think that advice always works. Don't stop it. But like I always ask people before I do anything, like, are you asking? Pretty much before I do anything at all. But if you ask someone if they're asking for advice, what would the trouble you get into? Are you saying you would give out advice because you thought you were a victim, so therefore it was like you thought that there was unsolicited advice, which reinforced this over-victimization, that you would say, you would complain and go, oh, woe is me, this, that, the other. And the person would go, well, you should kill them or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the second one. A lot of murder directions.
I'm fine with that, too. Listen, we're one of those rare people on the internet. Murder people. Who cares? Go ahead. Sure, yeah. Do it. Whatever. Prison's fun. There's now a pitch. You know, there's a lot of people there. You'll never meet them.
Isn't she great? Darryl and Keller. So you know who else is great? ASMR Kitten. So So you've heard about other internet stuff we do, like Soundbite, where we do these ads. And you know, I work with the Kicker blog, which you've heard ads for before, which does car videos. These are sort of typical things. And this has come up a bunch on the show. So Caitlin is an ASMR artist, which I frequently guess I avoid explaining on the show for no reason other than that I don't find it interesting to keep explaining it, that you should just go watch Caitlin's videos. They're relaxation videos, but they're not like relaxation videos where someone's like, now take the tip of your toe and swirl it towards the energy of your foot, your footlial energy. It's not like that. It's not explicitly relaxation. It's amazing that I like ASMR because it's everything I hate in life. Like, it's usually like these people just pretending to like really slowly check you into a hotel or like show you their books or like pretend to be a librarian. Those things, real Michael, real life hates those. But it's calming, relaxing voices doing things like, oh, we need to check on this, you know, eyebrow tattoo you have that we did last week or something, or let's fit you for a suit. Real Michael would hate it. So the idea is they make these videos that are very soothing, and I made a documentary about ASMR that was on television, called What is ASMR? But I guess I've never explained it, and I like it a lot because I need to relax sometime and treat your ears. Oh, while we're on the no, we'll do that after the clip. Okay, listen to this. Intro's gone on. The intros are out of control. All right, no, we'll do this now, and then you'll, because we'll finish the fucking episode here. The other week, Deepu was talking about, speaking of ASMR, and this is what I'm hoping that Caitlin will hear this and pass this message on to people. Deepu was talking about these bullshit glasses that people wear that protect your eyes from screen, protect your eyes from screens, from computer screens, TV screens. Obviously, I never stop watching TV. I have the amazing vision. So it's nonsense. But the reason I'm even more angry that people would sell glasses that protect you from screens is like, loud concerts are definitively bad for you. Like, the science on screens being bad for you, there is none. But the science on loud noises fucking up your ears is there. And so, yeah, people, I bet the same person who buys those fucking glasses to protect their eyes from their TV, the menace of the TV, like it's the fucking 70s that it's going to come in and make you play D&D until you die, you know, that those same people would not buy earplugs to go to a concert. And turn concerts down. They're too loud. Just send me a link. I'm not going. Anyway, a much more heavy issue. Me and Caitlin had a conversation about innocence, which I gotta get out to people, whether you believe in innocence or not. It's a good one to do. And we got into this area of conversation, which is fairly interesting, in my opinion, about innocence and, oh, you guessed it, sex.
I had a conversation with a girl, and she was like, oh, yeah, when my mom found out I lost my virginity, her first words out of her mouth is like, oh, my innocent girl.
Ooh.
Was
she genuinely upset? Like, I guess that's the question. It wasn't. This is
yes,
second.
Her mother was genuinely upset and was like, but your body is a temple. You need to worship it. And she was telling all of us this. And I was
like honey, you don't know what happened.
Yeah. Like, it's horrifying that, like, parents think that way about their children. Like, their children, they're going to do what they do. And
well, part of me says that's something that comes from a functional part of it that you know, a healthy parent does not see their child as sexual because, of course, no parent is trying to have sex with their kid. Part of me makes me think this is maybe, and this is total opinion because I'm not a parent. Part of that makes me think that some of that is just confusion over the fact that you don't, you know, as parent and child, you don't see each other as sexual beings, even though your relationship is hinged on the fact that that happened. Unless, of course, you're a space monster and you were cloned via some sort of...
Or you're Jesus.
Sorry, all of our Jesus listeners are very upset. If you're Jesus, we know he listens, and of course we get a lot of people in insane asylums who think they're Jesus. Sorry, that was anti-insane asylum if you're in an insane. Also, I'm not sure I'm okay calling any place an insane asylum. I'm not sure I sound like a beacon of tolerance when I called and when I was like, we don't want to offend people in insane asylums. Like, I think they still call them insane asylums.
I think it's called a ward now.
A hospital is what they call it. I don't even think they put prisoners in insane asylums. If you're the Joker, we don't want you. Listen, we know you're going through something right now, but just try to get your sanity back and just realize that a lot of people are going to get you to use your hair as a wig. So, I don't remember what the fuck we're talking about. Virginity. Yeah. Did she like get angry at her? She didn't want to talk to her. How far did the anger go? Or was it, I guess it was concern. She was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened to you. You're not innocent anymore.
I think it was just genuine, like, she was upset. Like, she just couldn't process that, like, her daughter, her youngest child and her daughter had lost her virginity. And, like, you know, pre-marriage. And I don't know if, like, the mother was upset that it was, like, you know, premarital sex. I don't know. I didn't get that far in the conversation.
And there's a thing where, you know, you get into personal beliefs, and that's why I'm not sure that the word innocent, you get into personal and probably religious beliefs, which this show is, I just called something an insane asylum. I doubt anyone's going to change their religious beliefs based on something I said, but it's 2017 and I use the word insane asylum practically, so you don't have to listen to me. But that makes it, you know, then the word actually starts to make sense, right? Because then if it's a specific religious term, well, then it's like, okay, yeah, no, it doesn't apply to everyone. It applies to this specific religious thing. Then it actually starts to make sense, right? Because if it's a specific religious thing, then it's like, oh, okay. Then I know I've got you now. Then I get, you know, like it's like saying ablutions or circumcision. It's not really a word that it doesn't apply always in the same way. Like really, what it is, it's a word that's a hangover from when everyone worshipped the same god that spoke English. You know what I mean? It doesn't really make sense. But if you use it for other stuff, I don't know that it makes a goddamn lick of sense.
Yeah, like if you just say like, oh, like my child is so innocent when they're first born, it's like, okay, yeah, like they don't know anything, I mean, so they're more ignorant than innocent.
Then a kid's like, she doesn't know a goddamn thing. I heisted that bank good. I fleeced the place, see? I got away with it. My mom's my alibi. Junior, keep sucking the breast like normal. We can get away with this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I met any children more innocent than other children either.
Hello. I'm doing this introduction from inside of a can of tomato soup. I snuck in. Here's what I did. I snuck inside of a can of tomato soup. And somebody's going to buy it. I'm waiting in a store. And someone's going to buy the soup. They're going to take it home and they're going to open it, and I'm gonna yell, "Not surprised!" Because you should know this. When you're surprising someone, you can just yell whatever you want, because it's gonna surprise them. You've been expecting this. It's funny. I have an appointment. If you ever throw me a surprise party, then say we scheduled an appointment. Don't throw me a surprise party. Surprise parties are the fucking worst. Nobody likes surprises. Do you surprise anything else? This joke brought to you by phrases in the dictionary. Okay, so I did. This is a little bit of a bonus, and I did an interview with Stephanie Gonzalez of Gonzography. She runs a zine. It's like a magazine, but we're young and hip. We don't have time to say mega. We're eco-conscious. We only say zine. And then what we do is we cut the magas off from the word magazine. And we put those magas in a pile and use them for compost. And the city will pay you for that. This is getting so stupid, my introductions. It's just that when Deepu isn't here to keep me in check, you get one of two versions of me. That's the reason he's needed on the show. If I have nobody here, here's what the show is. Insane things like this, like hiding in a soup can and recycling parts of words. Oh, and I'm able to create these weird sounds with my voice. And then it would just be me very angry. That's why we have to have Deepu here, is he makes me funnier. Otherwise, it would be this. I could do this for 20 minutes. I swear to fucking God. I could do this for, I'd say, like, 20 minutes before I started to, like, not necessarily get bored, but wonder if maybe I have to do other stuff, like, you know, work and things like that. Ooh, hear that rattling? I think someone's buying the can.
Here we go with funniness. Wait, so I am really, really tired right now. And now I gotta be honest, we had this conversation off mic, Stephanie, and now I am really fucking angry at the hourglass. If that is what it is.
Why?
To people listening, it's that thing where there's a glass and then you tip it over and the sand, because it's useless. What could you do with it?
You could look at it. It's cool to watch.
Right, but let's assume it's a time thing. Is anyone making headways on on hourglasses that they work?
So wait, what is that? What exactly is going on right now?
In my life or in the world?
Yeah, in your life.
I'm going to start a crusade against hourglasses because, because you may say, Michael, hourglasses are like 1,000-year-old technology. Why do you care about it? I'll tell you why. Because we can create a lot of computers and stuff. And whatever. Uh-huh. You know, they're okay. We have watches, whatever. But it's wasteful. Do you know what we still have a shitload of? Rocks and glass. So I feel like we could be saving a lot of time on clocks if we used rocks and glass. I feel like we got sand. It's just a matter of grabbing it.
Yeah.
So why isn't anyone making a better... Why are you not as angry? Are you not an angry person? I'm very upset about the hourglass now.
No, I'm an angry person.
So then
I can
is this,
be.
This...
I live... Huh?
Wait, I want to hear more about your anger. I don't want to stifle your anger.
Oh. No, I live in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Anger is a part of my life every day.
Mm-hmm. I assume there's some
dealing
sort of anger festival. And...
What?
Oh, yeah, you can just live in the world. That's not even necessarily Brooklyn. Okay, wait, here's a good piece of groupthink that I don't like. I am sick and fucking tired of people telling me hate is a strong word whenever I say hate. Like,
I know, I've heard that before, too.
Who the fuck are these people that they're like, when you go, I hate that, they go, hate's a strong word. It's like, I don't know, I really don't like it. Hate's a strong word for you. I'm glad you understand how much I fucking hate that thing. I hate it.
Yeah, it is a strong word though. It's pretty. It holds a lot of power, I guess.
Does it?
Pretty,
because I hear people say the same things about. I hear more people say bullshit about love than I hear them say about hate. Like when most of the time when someone says they hate something, I believe them. I'd say 0.01% of the time when someone says something about love, I believe them.
Oh.
Right? What's something you hate?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Just choose
any.
I know it's so tough. You don't hate hourglasses.
What?
Just choose anything.
No,
it's so tough. You don't hate hourglasses. We established that. I'm sorry.
I hate that driver.
Yeah. Yeah.
People drive really unsafe.
Me too. Me too.
That pisses me off.
You know what I really don't fucking like about bad drivers is that it's like having sex. Like nobody tells you, people are not honest with, everyone thinks they're great at it and nobody tells you when you're bad at it.
Well,
so there's always,
I would.
You for which one?
Oh, bad driver.
Okay. Good.
Oh my God.
But those, I fucking hate those people. Now what's something you love?
I love, well, today it was really beautiful. Did you have a beautiful day too? Was it really sunny and warm over there?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let's combine two groupthink things here. I don't.
Okay.
Can I say how stupid the weatherman sounds when he goes, it's going to be a beautiful day out today? I know that that might be an extreme way to take like objective news, but hey, fuck you. Don't tell me which weather to like.
Yeah, that's true.
So you were like, did you have a beautiful day? No, it was sunny and horrible. I hated it.
I love the sun, so I...
Yeah, but don't... I believe that you hate drivers. I don't believe you love the sun.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I understand theoretically you might love the sun, but I love the rain. It's great. It makes me feel like I'm a frog in a big terrarium. I love it. I love specifically not seeing the sun. I really like that.
Really?
Yes. 100%.
Do you like sunny days, though?
No.
No?
No. Why? I have enough light. Why? I'm not, again, this is not caveman time. I want to mix times here. I would like to have caveman technology be updated. Hourglasses. Let's get those working. And, but also, I own like 4 flashlights and a lot of lamps. The sun does not, I don't really care.
Oh, man.
And it's like a lamp. Hold on. It's kind of like a lamp. Can I pitch you on not liking the sun? Because it gets its light here no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have a lamp. Like, you're not, as I assume, you're not a heroin addict's a mean way to say it, but I assume you're not, you know, living in the slums. You put a shade over a bare bulb, right? The clouds are just that shade. They're just a light fixture, so you don't have to look at that bare bulb of the sun.
I don't know. Actually, maybe I wouldn't mind looking at the bare bulb. I just love the sun. I just love being outside.
Do you look at bare bulbs a lot?
No, I don't.
Give it a shot is what I'm thinking. But that's, you like being outside.
I do.
Fuck
not
that.
Not when it's cold, though, and rainy, like you said.
I like cold. I like rainy. Yeah, exactly. Don't stop telling me what to... People, this is this... I like, fuck being outside, first of all. That's where, like, everything... That's where all... That's where not TVs are. You know what's universal about most, like, of the woods in the world? There's no TVs in them.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why that's the case. Do you go hiking?
I do sometimes. Oh. Not.